FC and Music United.
Testing, testing, testing. Hello, 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 hello. Can anyone? Hello, because that.
Oh, what is that noise?
Is that working? One, two, three.
Oh, it's your voice. Sorry.
One, two, three. One, two, three.
Just to let everyone know.
One, two, three, and I think we're ready to go.
Just to let everyone know.
Let everyone know what, Ben? What do you want to let everyone know?
We're recording this.
There's nothing to let everyone know because everything's going fine. Everything's going all right. It's no problem at all. It's everything's fine.
Tone it down. It's so loud. Now, just to say, everybody at home.
Do you want me to turn it down? Because I'm not going anywhere near any of this for the rest of the show. Which means, Ben, we're in No Music Week.
No Music Week?
Well, look what's happening around me, Ben.
Oh, am I prepared for No Music Week?
Ben, no one is prepared for No Music Week. We even started the show late.
Anyway, okay.
I'm going to try and get Music Week back on board because I did land some pretty good music. But
just to add,
yeah,
we're recording this on Friday, the 14th of October, 2016, which means if you're listening to this on the 15th of October,
yeah,
this, dear listener at home, is a brand new show.
I've turned your ears down now.
Last week we had a repeat.
Yeah.
This week it's brand new.
Well, what a repeat it was though, Ben.
It was the repeat, wasn't it?
It was the repeat of all time, yeah. Do you know, I was sitting at work thinking about putting the repeat in and I was thinking to myself, oh, it'd be good to have the Show Me Your Name meet Shindig special. Now, when was that?
Was that the last time we saw them? That was 5 years ago.
It was the last time we saw them, and I decided that was the last recording we did practically in Studio Beta. Beta, yeah. Is that right? It was the last one? The
second one, yeah.
Now, when's that then, Ben?
2011.
What month? I mean, you know how it works here. We record a show every week. I need to think, what was the date of the show?
I think it was October, wasn't it? October, November-ish.
You did pretty well. It was September.
Oh.
September 11th. I think it was September 11th. Good grief. That's an awkward and terrible coincidence.
We never made reference to it, though, did we?
No, I mean, that's great news.
What proper professionals
5 years
are.
Later, though, here we go. I mean, that's great news, isn't it?
So welcome to the Shindig Breakfast Show here on FCUM Radio. I'm Ben, he's Mav.
Hiya. And we've had some technical issues.
So this week we've decided...
This is recording number two.
Aren't we like Mel and Sue all of a sudden?
Aren't we?
This week we've decided...
Don't
do that.
Sorry.
The best thing to do is to not play any music whatsoever.
It's not so much that we've decided that, ladies and gentlemen, as opposed to my computer has decided to think, you ain't got no internet. And we know that's a lie, because the other computer, which is now older than my computer and on its last legs for years...
I was just reading an article about Alan Sugar.
Brilliant. That is working fine. My phone is working fine. My tablet upstairs. It's probably all right. I don't know. I've not checked it. The view is not available offline. Please go online to load. I mean, shall I disconnect to the network and then reconnect to the network? Is that a good thing to do? I don't even know. I don't think that's going to stop us recording. So let's work it through, Ben. Turn Wi-Fi off. There we go. Just behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen, of the Shindig Breakfast Show.
The flagship show here on FCUM Radio.
That's right. Yeah. We're the best show. La, la, la. Turn Wi-Fi on. I can't even ask you how your week's been, because obviously...
Can't play the music.
We can't play the music.
Yeah.
Oh, I do pay for Spotify, though. Do you know, did I tell you, someone stole my Netflix account?
What?
Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago...
Does that happen?
I went to log into Netflix and I couldn't get on. I didn't really think anything of it. Just figured it was down again. So next night, still couldn't get on. That's a bit weird, I thought. I'll check my emails, just see if there's been something about an error. And I checked my email and I had two emails sitting there saying, congratulations, your password's been changed at your request and your email address has been changed at your request. I thought to myself, what request? I ain't requested no password chain. I ain't requested no email chain. Oh, change, that is, not chain.
Yes.
But... So I rang them. Amazing man on the phone. Amazing. He spoke like this. Hello and welcome to Netflix. I didn't know whether it was a recorded message.
Where are you based? Croydon.
It was incredible. Genuinely. It was so good. I wasn't sure if it was a recorded message because he was saying things like, and how may I help you today? Hello? Hi. Hello? Hi. And it was just, I'm not sure about this. Anyway, yeah, someone had changed my account details. Someone had decided they don't have £5 a month, but they do have a television. So I'm gonna and an internet connection. So I'm gonna watch.
That's really niche.
So I said to the guy after we got all the details changed, which took longer than it should have done because it's my ruddy account. I tell you what, Ben, personality theft is awful. It's my first experience of it, and woof!
And I remember when I moved house and all of a sudden I had 7 different bank statements arrive, letters from banks saying, you've requested a credit card. Judging by your bank activity, we don't believe this was you requesting it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was 7 different banks, all one after the other.
Mind-blowing, Ben. Yeah. Absolutely mind-blowing.
Yeah. But apparently there's a credit card out there with my name on it. Ugh. 7 of them. That's good.
That is good.
Yeah.
It's nice to see they're sharing the love.
Yeah.
Anyway, I said to Netflix man, hi.
Hi.
I said to him,
Croydon.
Just out of curiosity, why would someone steal my Netflix account? What's the grand scheme? What's the big plot that I'm missing here? Because to me, it's not worth it just to watch Bad Education featuring Jack Whitehall or all 8 series of Red Dwarf. And he
10.
Said, yeah, he said, oh, well, I'll tell you what you have got. No, it's only 8 on Netflix because the other 2 were Dave.
Oh.
So, as he said, you know what you have got away with? What's that? So, well, they haven't changed your language setting. 2 questions for you. 1, is that a regular thing when people say, he said, normally it's the first thing they do.
They change the language setting?
Yeah. To Spanish, he said. I don't know whether he was being racialist, Ben, or whether he was or whether it was commonly Spanish. There's no way for me to have a judgment.
It sounded like he was some kind of audience member from this week's Question Time.
I agree entirely, Ben. I absolutely agree.
Are they going to start sending you DVDs in the post? Like those old late 90s video clubs that you used to get?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I have to buy a CD every week. I don't want to. How do I get out of this trap?
My second question for him was, I appreciate what you're saying about the language setting, but would it have been that challenging to change it back? You know, it's not like I've lost 50 quid.
No.
You know, you've got away with that. Change your language settings. Would it have been that difficult to return it to English? I suppose I don't know the words for language settings in Spanish. I mean, that's the issue, isn't
it? Well, yeah, that...
Linguado settingo.
Remember that old trick you used to do on a Nokia phone?
No.
They used to have this thing where they said, press this number, this number, this number, press this, that and the other. And without knowing, you'd change your language settings to Chinese or Russian or something.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the trick was you'd have no way of getting back to it because you don't speak those languages.
No.
And don't read those letters. And
I suppose the modern day equivalent of that is me going onto my friend's iPhones and telling Siri that their owner's name is Marv. Whenever they use Siri...
Oh, indeed, stealing someone's Netflix identity and changing the language settings.
Do you know what, though? I said to him, the guy on the phone, hi.
Hi, Croydon.
Hi. I said to him, can you tell me what email address it is? What email address it is on the account? No.
What?
Why not? It's my personal information on the account. Well, we've already established, sir, this isn't your personal information. Well, it's on my account. But he wouldn't give it to me.
For
the legalists among us, Ben, this is an interesting crossover of data protection laws.
Yes.
Because it's my account. This is where my account information lives, Ben. But someone else broke into that and
Spaniard.
I'll give you an analogy.
Yes.
I live on the coast of Spain, Ben. I've got all my stuff in my house. It's delightful.
In a little British colony there.
Little British colony, right? I go out for the day, right? I pop out. Spaniard,
to the
Ben,
local pub.
Oh, yes.
With the Union Jacks everywhere.
I'll have
for
myself
your English breakfast.
A full English breakfast, thank you, John.
In the Costa del Brava, wherever you are.
Yeah, his real name's John, but he calls himself Miguel. Yeah, we all know it.
Can I have one of your foreign beers? Fosters.
I want one of those Fosters there, please. Anyway, I go out for the day, yeah? Some guy comes round, leaves his bank details in my apartment, Ben, in my villa, in the colony, Ben. He leaves it there. I come back and say, oh, someone's broken into my... They've changed the dictionary from English to Spanish. Why would they do that? Language settings. You know, what have they done that for? I don't know. At least everything else seems to... Hang on a second. They've left their bank details here. And then some other guy, Ben. I'll be honest. Some woman.
I thought he was from Croydon.
Some woman, Ben. I mean, we're always giving women a break on this show, but I'm going to put them in it. Some woman rolls on in, Ben, and goes, oh, you can't have the details just because they left them. But it's my flat. I know it's your flat, but here in Spain, we've got different rules to what you do in Sunderland.
I'm going to vote to leave the European Union. I'm fed up with all these rules and regulations.
This is how it happened. This is how it happened.
Did you work out then why people still... You still answered my question properly.
Of?
Why people steal Netflix accounts.
I've got no idea. He didn't... Well, he couldn't...
He's crackers.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Right. I figured out what's going on, Ben.
Yeah?
Now, this is multitasking, everyone.
I'm prepared whilst, now for a full show talking.
Whilst doing that full story there, which was true, except for the British colony in Spain thing, that was satirical. Thank you for that. It was very helpful for the story. I've also been trying to get back onto Spotify. Multitask, ladies. And it's not working. It's still saying we're offline. We're not offline, Ben. I've tested that. I've gone to the BBC. Lovely
what
couple
of
stories.
What do they say?
They've got nothing about the internet. Oh. They've just got stuff about someone called Donald Trump and something called Life is Over. Oh. So I went on to Spotify online, not just on the app, Ben. I went online on the internet to Spotify.com.
Have they got technical problems?
They've got technical problems, Ben. Which means, as a result, no one in the world is listening to music right now.
But refund.
Refund?
Yeah.
Bloody right.
Write him an email.
Write him an email
saying,
right
this
now.
Is unacceptable. I cannot play my favourite Gary Barlow album.
If it wasn't for this, I'd be listening to The Darkness. So
I believe in a thing called love.
I believe in a thing called love. You're the center of my heart. So this is the Shindig Breakfast Show. Welcome to the show.
No music.
At some point in the next hour and 15 minutes, will Spotify come back online? We'll find out. But until then, it's talking. We're doing a pretty good job so far.
I think so.
It's weird timing because just this week I was thinking to myself, God, do you remember we did that show with no music? We just bizarrely committed to it and then we suddenly realised we only had 15 minutes to go.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And at that point when we knew we only had 15 minutes, my brain went dead.
Well.
It was literally like, I had loads of material and then all of a sudden it was like, nope.
Yeah, just gone. Absolutely gone.
So,
Ben, let me ask you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hang on. We should tell people what's going on.
Well, we didn't do the introduction, the meet and greet at the start of the show, which is very rude.
That's it there?
Yeah.
Didn't get that.
We didn't get that. So we're a bit short of time. So we decided, even though we've been on air together now for 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
That we might as well do the meet and greet now. We've been sitting here in this room together, me, you, and you, dear listener at home, and we've not really introduced ourselves properly.
The unfortunate thing is that if we don't do this bit, ladies and gentlemen, then we have to do something desperate later, like get Bimini out or play Blue or Yellow or do something ridiculous because we're going to run well short. So I know this might sound desperate, but you know your choice is listen to Ben and I chat about our weeks and potentially talk about something funny that happened, like the racist incident that I witnessed, or you know we can play Blue or Yellow. And I think we all know how Blue or Yellow goes by now.
It's blue.
Bloody yellow. Oh. It's always yellow, Ben. You know this. Anyway, Ben.
Bob.
Tell me. Tell me close. How's your week been?
Well, Marv, there was no midweek football this week, but we did have a great weekend. Commentated at Alphington against FC United and finished 4-3, Marv.
4-3.
It was crazy times because FC United were 3-0 up.
Really?
And then we went, you know what? Come back at us, lads. Come on. You're
see
never
if you can score four, why don't you?
They
come on.
They nearly did.
Yeah.
They nearly did. Then on Sunday, Marv, I went to Norton.
Oh,
near
lovely.
Stockton.
You went past Yarm?
I went past a sign for Yarm.
You went past Yarm?
I took a photograph of the sign.
How did you know it was coming up?
Because I passed it about 3 miles earlier, and I thought, Yarm is such a big place. There's bound to be another
There's
sign.
There's going to be a second sign.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there was. So
it's not like it's in a list either, ladies and gentlemen. Like, you know, you can go to Darlington, Stockton, Middlesbrough, Yarm. Yarm's its own road. All right? One road off to Yarm.
And the thing is about Yarm, Marv, is it didn't have a brown sign for the castle.
Didn't have the sign? Really?
Yeah.
Didn't have the brown sign for the castle. What a shame. What an absolute shame. I mean, we don't really like to attract tourists to it, Ben. We like to just, you know, tell people about it unsuspectingly. I go into people in clubs, say, hey, do you know there's a castle in Yarm? And they go, what?
But that was the first time I'd ever been to Middlesbrough. And my goodness.
No, you didn't go to Middlesbrough, you went to Stockton.
We drove past it.
Right, yeah, that doesn't count as going to Middlesbrough.
Yeah, Marv.
You've not experienced it properly, trust me.
The skyline is very confusing to me. It was
confusing.
Like a giant Trafford Park.
Really?
Yeah. It was like there was a couple of nightclubs, a police station, and Trafford Park just there. It was very odd to me.
What did you make of Stockton?
Didn't go to Stockton.
So where was the match?
Norton and Stockton Nations.
Which is where?
Oh, it is Stockton. It was all right. It was quite posh, the bit we were in.
Really? Well, maybe you were in Ingerby Barrack. The largest, the quickest growing housing estate in Europe.
The thing is about that game was, and Norton is a lovely club, by the way, we should say. It's a cracking little thing.
Good people up there, Ben. Good people.
I had a good natter of
everyone. Proper North.
Apologies to the women's team. Commiserations to them. They didn't make it through to the next round of the FA Cup.
Damn it!
But, you know, Norton are a cracking club. Then on Tuesday, I went to Stafford for Stafford Rangers against Marine.
How was
that?
For
the Evo Stick show. And I was there, and some guy comes up to me and goes, with a team sheet, there you go, Swamper.
I mean, it's confusing, isn't it? Because does that mean that he's met Swampy before, so he expects Swampy to be coming, and he sees you and goes, there you go, Swampy, which is offensive to you and Swampy? Or does he just never met Swampy before, and he thinks that Swampy's coming, and therefore it's an easy mistake to make?
I mean, this joke has already appeared in Red Rebel Radio, which is on straight after us today, which is unfortunate, but Swampy's chuffed. Swampy finds this hilarious, and he's actually proud of himself that he's created this legacy where there's two of him in
the world. Time you're talking to Swampy, put this argument to him that I appreciate why he thinks that, but people are mistaking you for Swampy.
What does that mean?
You know what that means, mate. It's not like he's getting, like Prince Harry is walking the streets going, people going, Swampy? So, no, I'm Prince Harry. It's you, mate.
What do you mean?
People think you're Swampy. Swampy's over there living it up in China, and you're the one that people come to? If I were Swampy, I'd be torn apart by that news.
What do you mean?
Look at you, mate.
Oh, by the way, I'm appearing on television somewhere.
Oh,
they filmed us commentating the Alfredson match, and I said, I don't consent to this going out on television, no matter where you're from. And, you know, from the front, I've got a very interesting...
No matter where you're from, who are you, Brexit?
From the front, I've got an interesting face, but from the side, it's like, oh my God, his face is sunken in. Right? And that's what we said on air. Someone tweeted in, Alex tweeted in and said, Ben, from what I've seen of you, your best side is FC Radio. To which Paul said, yeah, all right, Paul.
All right, Paul, keep it down, mate. Who are you, stats boy?
We've done loads of interviews this week as well for the MPL show for the FA Cup this weekend, because there are some FA Cup matches taking place.
Oh.
Just not involving us.
Ah, we didn't...
get through.
Ah, because we're
rubbish.
Rubbish, yeah. Right. And that's down to the...
just circumstances.
Circumstances, yeah, which may or may not involve...
football.
Football, of course, which is organised by...
people.
People like...
the owners.
And...
society in general.
Right. I feel like you're desperately trying to move me away from something.
I'm not desperate. I'm doing this very
calm. I'm trying to move
you
towards...
yeah.
Just want to get your thoughts on...
football.
Football at FC United.
Yes.
Which obviously is, you know...
more about Kushka Malcolm nowadays,
yeah,
than
but,
anything else.
But tactically, Ben, it's kind of down to...
how we partition the main stand bar to incorporate such a lively musical event.
I mean, the tactics on the pitch, Ben.
Oh, I thought you meant the actual real football event, Kushka Malcolm coming back.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone went mental, though. Some people went, yay, it's back. Some people went, oh, it's back.
And then you interviewed Terry Christian.
Yes. Oh, yes. I forgot about that. And Carlos Rocker.
No one forgot about that, Ben. Let's see if we've still got it here somewhere. I must have... because I downloaded it last week, didn't I?
You did.
This club, other stuff. Terry Christian, here we go. I laughed out loud listening to this last week because it's been a few years since I've heard Terry Christian's voice. What was he like?
Nice.
Yeah? He comes across very well.
Yeah.
And you come across like a suck-up. That's the clean word I'm looking for.
So we're now joined by the living legend who is Terry...
the living legend who is Terry Christian. Terry, how are you? Ah! I'm all right, Ben. Well, Terry, you've done a show there at Kushka Malcolm's. What did you do? I just read stuff. Well, Terry, don't be so hard on yourself. Come on, everyone sound like they had a good time. This is essentially exactly what is said.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
Not kidding. Let's listen. I mean, I don't know if you'll be able to tell this is the actual Terry Christian, but it's no longer me doing an impression, all right? Here we go. This is Ben and Terry Christian.
So we're now joined by the living legend who is Terry Christian. Hello, Terry. How are you?
I'm joking.
Don't say living legend. I can't. That just makes me feel right. Even older than I am.
Oh, I tell you what, I've been reminded. As soon as I listened to this the other day, I got Saul Fadian's voice right back in my head. I was like, that's what I needed. all those weeks I couldn't quite get it, and I was just sat there going, A-ah! Right? Like a bloody parrot. That voice is sulfured in all over.
Live in, Terry Christian.
Well known, because I've been around for ages and ages.
How was your that was your debut at Malcolm's.
Can I ask you at this point? I mean, it's quite early days in the interview. It's a 9-minute, 22-second yes. interview. This is like 17 seconds in.
Yeah.
Which part of your body does he have his hand on at the moment?
No.
Not touching you at all?
No.
Oh, fair enough. It's 17 seconds in. I thought you would have made some kind of move by now, but... All right.
No, fantastic. I mean, Rob Brady's asked me to do something here for ages, but I've...
For new listeners, Ben, who's Rob Brady?
He's one of the original steering group. He was the one who came up with the more poetic side of the club.
Always lacked the courage of my own lack of convictions, if that makes any sense. So I never get round. I always say yes to everything and never get round to doing it. I've always found...
Like the word.
Quite a useful tool, really, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm disappointed that at this point, Ben, you didn't say, yes, Terry, you are a useful tool. That feels like the correct answer. There we go. That's the end of that game. Anyway, what you missed was Ben saying, oh, no, Terry, you were good. You were, Terry. Come on, don't be hard on yourself, Terry. No, Ben, I just stood up there and said some words from your book, didn't I? No, Terry, it was so much better than that, Terry. Be my friend, Terry.
Have
you heard of my friend Marv? No, neither have I.
He's got a book out, though.
Yeah. Then we had Carlos.
We said it earlier, we're joined by a very special guest, the return of the living legend.
Another living legend.
He is.
Right, I'm not going to play any more of that. I like that at the end of that you did joke that you were going to cut him off after 7 minutes.
70 seconds.
70 seconds, sorry, yeah.
But I couldn't do that joke because I'd already done that joke when I asked him to come on. Yeah. I said, don't worry, it's only going to last 70 seconds, then I'm going to pull you. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, does he find that funny?
He does now.
Right.
He didn't at the time, but
right.
He does now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, nice week, Ben. Yeah, good stuff. Very nice week.
Anything else happened? Marv, how was your week?
Hang on. Marv.
Marv.
Yes, Ben.
Got a question to ask you.
What's that, mate?
How was your week?
Well, Ben, it's been a completely dull week. Very, very boring, Ben. Beginning to end. I'm joking, of course. Been out for a couple of lovely meals, sweet. Went for a Lebanese meal, a bakchik.
Lovely.
Took my friend out for a meal, and she was furious to find it was a non-alcoholic restaurant. But the food was good. And then we went for a pint at the Salisbury, next to the Thirsty Scholar, of course. We're in the corner, Ben. There was a group of folks saying, I'm not sure if they'd been to Comic Con or whether they were just dressed up for fun, but one was dressed as Meatloaf, Ben.
That's the Salisbury.
That's the Salisbury, isn't it, that is. We did go into Thirsty Scholar first, which I thought was closed now, but it is still open. Maybe they refurbed it or something. I thought it was closing down, but anyway, there was a band setting up, and I decided I did not want to listen to that. Didn't even give them a chance. And what happened after that? I also went for a meal this week at Look, Lust, Liquor and Burn, which is owned by the almost famous group...
Terry Christian.
What?
Almost
are you just calling me Terry Christian?
No, I'm saying who owns a restaurant, Terry Christian.
Does he?
Yeah.
Almost Famous?
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah, doesn't he? Who do you think owns it?
I don't know who owns it, but I'm not willing to say that it is just because you're saying it, because you're not saying it with enough certainty. Yeah, you know.
Carlos Rocker owns
he
it.
He owns it. Brilliant, there we go. So that was a lovely meal as well. I shared some double cheeseburger nachos. Which means, Ben, there were nachos. You know what nachos are?
Yeah.
With burger kind of crumbled over it. Like they'd cooked the burgers and then crumbled the burger over it. With cheese on it, Ben, and a burger sauce. And then on top of it, iceberg lettuce. It was interesting, Ben. It was interesting. So it's been a bad week for dieting, Ben, but a good week for aggro. Seen plenty of fights on the street this week as well.
That's good. Welcome to Brexit Britain.
It was a stark reminder of how terrifying it is at the moment.
Yeah.
Like, there's still a lot of things going on which are genuinely terrifying. I don't want to list them because they're awful. But it's just...
Get your Belgian passport sorted, Marv.
What I like about it...
Marton.
There's one thing... Marton. Matin. There's one thing that I do like about whenever anything awful happens. And this week, for example... the country's currency basically just fell through the floor. As a result...
Tesco went crazy.
As a result, Tesco said, you know what, Unilever? I'm sick of you hiking up your money because We can't afford, we can, but we won't pay that just because we've left ruddy Europe. And Unilever said, I think you will pay it. Because Sainsbury's are still going to pay it, and Waitrose are still going to pay it. So
it was amazing how many, you know, free marketeers who supported Brexit suddenly came out and went, how dare Unilever use market forces in this way? How dare they?
How dare they, right?
And the other thing is, as well, Unilever's used it as a perfect way to go, look at the wide range of products we make.
Absolutely. Really smart by Unilever. Absolutely nailed it this week. But the beautiful thing about when stuff like that happens is that because of where we live and because of the kind of general site that we are,
nowadays,
people put Marmite on eBay for 70 quid.
£100,000.
£100,000? I didn't know that.
Yeah, there was one for £100,000. And it was half empty.
Someone told me that the reason they know this is because it came up in their feed when they went on eBay saying, you might like this. You know, one of these kind of lists on the side of the page. I said, why does it say, or you might hate it? Why didn't they go that far with it? I mean, that's obviously the thing to do, isn't it? Ah, opportunity missed. So, it's a terrifying world. And I...
You Marmite like this?
I was going to come on earlier and
you
I was going to say...
Marmite like this?
It's somewhere. There's one in there somewhere. It's in there somewhere. Yeah. I was going to come on this week and kind of say about how...
Wait, is this your political thought of the week?
Confident and happy I am now feeling that Trump has probably lost it, but then I remembered my mistake earlier this year to have faith in society. So...
Not all society, half of society.
Half of society.
In fact, it's not even half, a quarter of society.
Just, you know... Oh. So... I don't know still how bad a human being can be and still get voted in to be a president of a country.
I think it's a good game. It's a very... It's almost like
I
some kind of weird...
I don't think you can describe it as a game, Ben. I think that's pretty offensive.
It's almost like some kind of weird sociology experiment. It's almost like that kind of... You've seen that thing that people did once where they had a game of ping pong going on. And it was controlled by group thought. And so slowly
That's
but
group
sure,
thought, everyone.
Slowly but surely, the game started... It was just a mess to begin with, because everyone's got different thoughts and stuff. And then the room divided in two, subconsciously, and then the thing started moving properly. Based on mind power alone, right? It's cracking. There's a little bit clip of it on YouTube somewhere.
I'm not going to play it now.
And... it's almost like that. It's almost like, well, it's let's see how far we can push people.
Next time you're watching Blade Runner, ladies and gentlemen, thinking to yourself, this is a funny futuristic film. Is it? Or is it what happens about 5 years' time?
Someone's going to need to get some robotic owls.
Right?
Yeah.
Trump's going to get into the White House, build a load of robot judges like Judge Dredd and his mates. All right?
What did the unicorn mean?
What did the unicorn mean?
What did it mean?
What are you talking about now?
Oh, you've never watched Blade Runner.
I thought you were moving on to Legend.
No, Blade Runner.
Because there's a unicorn in Legend as well. You remember with little Tom Cruise?
Blade Runner.
I've moved on from Blade Runner, mate.
With Blade Runner.
It's an evolving conversation.
The unicorn, it means he's a robot.
Right?
Yeah. So now they're going to make a sequel where he's an older robot. It's not going to make any sense.
They're making a sequel to Blade Runner?
Yeah. Oh, no. Blade Runner 2048, they're calling it or something.
Oh, this doesn't sound good.
It's got
then.
Harrison Ford in it, and the guy who looks like he should have played Indiana Jones' son, but didn't, Gosling.
Ryan Gosling?
Yes.
He looks like he should have played Indiana Jones.
I think he should have.
Who did play him?
LeBeouf.
LeBeouf, of course. LeBeouf with Le Bag on his head.
And did that stupid little woo Tarzan scene.
He also did that stupid little
what were they
full
thinking?
Day in a lift live feed on YouTube or whatever the hell it was.
And he watched every single film he'd ever made backwards. From release date. They weren't being rewound.
Oh, right. I thought you meant in reverse.
No. He watched his latest film, then went back, and it was all done on YouTube on Periscope for his reaction, just on him in the cinema.
Why don't we do that for Shindig?
What, we have to listen back to 6 years of content?
We will go through and play it all on Periscope.
So where are we?
We're doing the intro of the show.
Oh, that's right, Blade Runner. Yeah, the future Blade Runner, yeah. So we're nearly there. Theresa May's not nice, is she? She's not a nice person.
To answer this, Ben, I feel like we need to, first of all, excuse the fact that she's a Tory, all right? Because...
I like Ken Clark.
You like Ken Clark.
I even like Jacob Rees-Mogg, because at least he's a archetypal Torah. That's what I'd imagine they look like.
I enjoy present day John Major.
I do.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I like Major. All right. I don't remember him, if I'm honest. When I was a kid, I wasn't interested in the slightest. But present day John Major, I quite find him hilarious.
Yeah.
So we're not just saying this because she's a conservative. And we're not just saying this because she's prime minister, because really she's not, because no one's voted for her. But I think what we are saying is that she might be
a vampire
leading us toward the darkness.
Yes,
the darkness, yeah. And I'm not talking about the band.
There's a Mitchell and Webb skit, isn't there? A sketch where they're both dressed as German officers in the Second World War. Just to say, I'm not comparing Theresa May to a Second World War.
Thank you for clarifying that, because I was about to pick you up on it.
But they're both there in this war environment, and they go, do you think we're the bad guys? And sometimes...
They notice each other's skulls on their hats.
Yeah, we've got skulls on our hats.
That can't be a thing that the good guys would have.
And I think to myself, do they realise... Do you reckon they think they're the good guys? In which case, how's that possible?
Well, it does... Because that happened with Trump again this week, didn't it? I know we're going back to Trump now. But when all these stuff, these allegations started coming out and all the stories about it in the video feed. Good God. And the House Senate, whatever he's called, who's also Republican, said he can't really, vocally defend what Trump has said. Oh, so you're going to vote for Clinton now? Well, no, I'm still going to vote for... And you can see he's in this very difficult position now. So, I don't know. Politics is all just absolutely ruined. It has been for a while. But
we shall move to Scotland and have done with it. Or...
I read that this week and went, oh no, they're going. They are going.
Or somehow get that petition that was signed by 100,000 people, whatever it was.
You know what, I'd love
it. To secede the North to Scotland. Do you remember that?
I do remember it. Can the Lake District separate? Because it's not too far away and I could go and be a part of that community.
Half of the Scottish Rugby League team are all from Cumbria.
So...
It's possible.
It's possible. It's a possibility. Right, anyway, that's the opening of the show.
I enjoyed it.
We're an hour in.
Right, so it's now time for the Meady Review. And we've been away for 2 weeks.
I'm still waiting to introduce you. I'm going to introduce you properly. Now, hear this, ladies and gentlemen, hear this.
Ding-a-ling.
It is time... Hang on. It's time for the Ben.
It's gone showing no name all of a sudden. Don't like it.
And his big head. His big, big, silly head. It's the Meady Review.
Hello, everyone. And we've been off for 2 weeks. And
there's been a lot of media
news. There has been a lot of media news, but not actually too much media news, we should say. Where do we start? Do we start with The Apprentice? Do you want to do The Apprentice now? Do you want to do Bake Off first?
Whatever you like, mate.
Bake Off!
Bake Off it is, right.
Pies, so Marv. Pies,
Tudor.
Pies, pies.
Tudor week, Ben. Tudor week.
Pies.
They did pies, yes, but they also
I want to talk about the pies. I don't care about the little crappy aniseed biscuits, right? I'm talking about
the
pies.
The marzipan that wasn't called marzipan? It was called Magipain, or whatever it was.
Pies, Marv.
What about the pies, Ben?
They were the driest things I've ever seen. Where... was the liquid? Where was the moisture?
They said,
Marv,
they didn't want any
leakage. Boo on that. Boo on that. You know what I'd be doing if I was a member of the crew waiting for those pies to stop being filmed in that erotic way and come backstage with me?
Yeah.
Right? I'd be there in the background and all you'd hear is the kettle boiling, right? And everyone would look at me and go, what are you doing, Ben? Like, Bisto.
I'm making some gravy,
I'm
aren't
making
I? Because
some bloody gravy.
Look at all this. Has everyone got any mushy peas or what?
Oh, my people. Southerners should not make pies. It's insulting to everyone.
I'm making my pie with lavender and rose water. And it's going to be filled with forgotten memories of my previous lovers. What's in yours, Doris? Ah, pigeon!
Someone said, oh, it's very gamey, that game pie. Well, what did you expect it to... Oh, it's that steaky kid there. There's a lot of steak in there.
What did
there?
You make of the cogs? The pie
I
cogs?
I thought that was very clever.
I mean, where did that come from? Sitting at home going, need to make a collection of pies, put them on a stand. Cogs! As if that happened. Maybe someone came in the room in clogs and he went, wait a second.
So I've decided as a northerner that, you know, I've only got a few avenues to try and change society, man.
Sure, yeah.
One of them is this.
Yeah,
the other one is...
I don't think this is working.
Is the MPL show, because that's the Northern Premier League.
Yeah.
So pies...
In both, you're going to mention pies.
Pies get mentioned now about 16 times in an hour-long show. Every interview, I have a bit of pie banter with the Lincoln United chairman.
I feel
week.
Like, Ben, this is one of those conversations that's leading us around to the idea of deciding that we're going to start a television programme where we invite different football clubs to bring their pie. And we're going to...
What a brilliant idea!
We're going to review it John Terode and bloody Greg Wallace.
We could put it on YouTube.
We could put it on YouTube.
Oh, we need to do this.
All right? It just feels like...
Wait. Don't say anymore.
Don't say anymore.
Don't want to show me no name, Nick, and the idea.
All right.
But I mentioned pies. I mentioned rugby league a few times in the show.
You did.
Just feel like Northerners just need their own space now. We're getting to this idea that a London metropolitan show can hijack pies and put rosewater fluid in there. No, sir. No.
I don't think you need to say the word fluid. I think it's clear from rosewater. Just to clarify that.
I'm just driving it home.
I know, you're really, really driving that point home. Benjamina left, which I thought was a little tight. I thought Selassie probably should have been the one to go, because I think she's been stronger throughout the competition.
But what a peacock, eh?
What a peacock.
Where did she get that idea from last series?
I met a woman.
Last series. Someone did exactly the same last series.
I met a woman. Yeah, but they didn't make it out of marzipan. Still don't know what that is. It's like a biscuit, but it's marzipan. Why don't you call it a biscuit then? Or bisky pan. Ridiculous. It's like the language just evolved by itself.
Marzi squit.
Marzi squit. Not sure that's any better. Anyway, condolences to Benjamina and the final four rock on to next week. The apprentice. You know, like rock buns. It's a baking joke. Apprentice.
Yeah, all right, Apprentice.
Now there was a woman who kept appearing in The Apprentice this week, and I kept thinking it was another new contestant that I hadn't seen before. And it turned out it was the same woman every time. And then she got fired at the end. It was quite an episode for me. I was like, who's that? Oh, it's Natalie. Right, okay.
Who's Natalie?
Who's that? Oh, it's still Natalie. Weird. Okay. Who's that? Oh, this is Natalie again. Weird. It was crazy.
She had different...
And then she spoke at the end, and I went, she's Scottish? When did that happen? Did she become Scottish in the last 10 minutes?
Oh, Marv.
It was crazy, Ben. 2 weeks in a row, the girl team has forgotten to take their stuff with them. I mean, never mind these business lessons from Sugar about, well, the first thing you've got to do is take your stuff to sell it. Who's got the jeans? What jeans? You're fired. You're absolutely fired.
Oh, that breakdown she had was amazing.
Why? I mean, I don't understand how we're like, what, 10 years into The Apprentice now? 10 years?
Yeah.
And they continue to make adverts that look like from the 80s. I don't understand it.
Cool.
And I know they're under time pressure. Japanese. Cool. Yeah, definitely. Cool. It was, I just don't understand it. They played it through, and there was this really weird bit where he was skating around that circle on the skateboard, and he's supposed to see the girl and fall off because he's taken back by how gorgeous her jeans are. But they had this... He was skating around, and they cut to his face where he could react, but he clearly wasn't moving. It was just crackers.
Cowabunga.
Cowabunga. I just... We could... I nearly swore... And I also feel there's not enough sarcasm in the show, right? Anyone like me that has managed people for a living, which you and I have both done from time to time, recognise, and this is not a joke, the power of well-used sarcasm, all right? It is a tool that can be used well, because when someone's getting a bit carried away in a meeting and getting a bit up on themselves, you have to take them down a peg, all right? And you don't do that by arguing. You say, sorry, can I get... Yeah. No, you say, all right, mate, take it down a notch, will you? Or whatever. Or you wait till he says something a bit wrong and you jump on them. I just...
Give him a nug, eh? Go, ah, you're all right, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're all right.
All right, we're all bothered as much as you are, Chief. You're fired. Seriously. Oh, I'm glad Jessica didn't go. I hope she can calm down a bit because she is representing the North in a very strong way because of her accent.
Very strong way.
Such a strong accent. So I really wanted to win the whole thing and turn the country's opinion on her. But she needs to stop reacting like she's in a creche.
Marv, because she's Northern, she's just waiting for pie week.
Just waiting for pie week, Ben. That's all
she's
going
to knock it out of the park. Yeah. What you have to do this week is sell pies.
Well, what is that accent? Amazing. Well, next week they're making sweets, so maybe she'll make a sweet that tastes like lemon mushroom pie.
Lemon mushroom pie?
I'm just riffing,
what
Ben.
The hell are you
I could have gone with
about?
Steak and kidney or, you know, much more
lemon
traditional
mushroom.
Cheese and onion, but I went with lemon mushroom pie. Why not?
Oh, my God.
I think I might make one this weekend. I'm going to make a lemon mushroom pie. One massive, you know those big mushrooms you get? One of those massive mushrooms in pastry with a layer of lamb. And you know what? Gravy everywhere. Leakage City, they'll call it.
It's a good name for a pie.
Good name for a band as well, but you don't see me making one. So, I mean,
yeah,
there's no likable men in it. I was having this chat with a friend of mine about which of the guys could you hang out with. We could only get to one.
The guy with the big face.
The rugby built lad.
Oh, the one who was a bit mouthy at the end and went, "Oh, I'm hearing, you know, people."
The one that was team leader last week.
No, the one who in the last scene where he's driving home and he's got the two of them either side of him.
Oh, you mean JP, where he said something like, "Yeah, I'm all right. I just tired of hearing a lot of nonsense."
Yeah,
Steven Seagal. Yeah,
he's just a chef.
Good grief, he's terrifying. Well, Lord Sugar, you see, the way I see it is this guy here, he's an absolute rash of a man. I mean, he's an illness on society, and this guy, I don't know, I tried killing him in his sleep and he's still breathing, so he can't be human. I'm JP.
Terrifying.
Probably my strongest impression to date as well.
That is solid. I mean, that is good. Solid. And
we've only got 5 minutes of the show left. Is there any other media you wanted to talk
about?
Oh,
yeah. So there's that. Will Young's left Strictly because...
Personal reasons.
Personal reasons. Nadia has signed a new BBC deal.
Yeah, what's that for?
Well, cooking, I'd imagine.
Cooking!
That's what else would it be? Eamon Holmes officially left...
Oh, God, she's done well, isn't she? Just for baking cakes.
Eamon Holmes officially left the teats of Rupert Murdoch this week.
I thought he'd already done that.
No, this was this week. He left Sky News.
Goodbye party for him?
Well, they did a little on-air thing where they had Eamon's angels all giving him a hug. And that is horrible.
Oh, Ben, that is horrific. Why won't people learn from all the different sexual allegations that are going around the world that stuff like that is inappropriate? There was loads of stuff in The Apprentice with them all kind of flirting with people. And you're just watching it going... But he's uncomfortable now.
He's doing his acceptance speech at the end, saying goodbye and everything, and Sky News cut him off halfway through his
brilliant
sentence. So,
well, it's been a great 5 years.
Pretty much. Crystal Maze, Stephen Merchant has ruled out doing a full series.
Okay.
When it does air, O'Brien will be on it too. He's doing a little cameo on it, which I think is quite
That'll
nice.
That'll be nice. I've not seen O'Brien for years.
Tudor
Pole,
he'll
play Mumsy.
Maybe, and Tudor Pole will come and... Well, just apologise for his stint as host.
I'd like to see them cross the streams with the one where they went, "Jack the door." Well, you know, in that island, in the castle, where they took like Crystal Maze, but it's out at sea.
The Fort Boyard. Yeah.
Yeah. And they got, was it Tom Baker up in the up in the tower being creepy?
Yeah.
Bring him in. Oh, brilliant.
And I just want to mention the show. Cold Feet has been superb. We've not really mentioned that.
No, I've not watched it.
Be cracking. Yeah. You should watch it on...
I'd have to go back over to the beginning because I don't know what it's about at all.
No, you don't have to. It's a soft reboot, Mav. I believe that's what they're calling it.
And with the same cast?
The same cast, barring one, obviously, who dies.
It's not a reboot,
then,
is it?
Series.
It's them later.
Well, yeah, but they've got the kids in there now and stuff
as well.
Well,
it's not a reboot, Ben, is it? Well, a reboot is starting from the beginning again, hence the phrase reboot.
Well, it is starting
it's
from
not,
the beginning
It's not, it's just
away.
The new Cold Feet.
There's not many references to the past. Well, there isn't.
Ridiculous thing to say. You're just talking your way into
like
a corner.
It's not like I'm asking you to go into Series 3 of Line of Duty and go, go! There's not much
to it. If I'm
going to
watch it, Ben, I'm going back to the start, mate.
Don't put yourself through that.
How much is there?
What, the old stuff? I think they did about 3 series.
Is that it?
I think so.
I can do that in a day. Anyway, it's been an absolute treat, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you've enjoyed this car crash of a show. Thank you very much for listening. Coming up next is Ben.
AFC. Oh, FC United of Manchester against Telford United in the league.
Thanks, everybody. And I should probably finish on the Asteroid song just to balance it all out.
I thought you were going to say God bless. I was like, what are you doing? Sure.
God bless? Imagine if I said that. What would you do? Well, that was the show. Thank you for listening. We'll see you again sometime.